T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:20, a busy day at the state capitol yesterday. We bring in the Senate Republican leader, Len Fasano, to talk with us about it. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. So obviously the big news yesterday, even though some of your colleagues are now in hour 21 of the public hearing concerning immunizations, the governor basically throwing up his hands and saying that the people on his side of the aisle let him down with the apparent, for now, and I should emphasize for now, defeat of the toll package.
Yes, you know, he did. I think the governor recognized how many times are you going to call people to let them know there's going to be a vote, only to find out that there's not going to be a vote. And this has been going on, frankly. He said 52 weeks, but I think he could go back to the Malloy administration and say almost 2 years now this has been going on. It's a tough vote for the Democrats. There's a lot who would do it just because they're rank and file, and they'll go with leadership from time to time, but there's not an excitement for it or a real appetite. And then when session starts, all the legislators have their own little interests running around, so no one is really pressing this other than the governor and maybe the speaker. Other than that, there's no real appetite for this.
How important was it, Senator, in your opinion, that for other work to get done in the short session, the governor decided to table the tolls proposal?
I think it's very important. There's a lot of stuff going on in the Capitol. I mean, probably as you guys reported, the public hearing is still going on the vaccination issue as we speak. They're on hour 21 or 22. So there's a lot of business in that Capitol. In fact, too much for an odd year, for an even year, which is a short session. And if you have the toll thing hanging out there, it just sucks the oxygen out of the room. The leaders are talking about it. The governor's talking about it. People are working on it. They're trying to get votes. And it detracts from the other bills. And that's what happened last session. And so I think putting it away and saying, look, let's do something else makes sense. That being said, I still think that since tolls, everyone agrees infrastructure needs to be done, we still can go back and sit at a table and figure out a methodology that can work without tolls. And if they want to revisit tolls in 2021, it's certainly their right and privilege to do so. The governor will still be governor, so he can bring it back. But why should we wait another year on transportation? And the thing I have a problem with is that they're saying it's tolls or nothing, as if that's the only solution, and it is not. Now the governor's saying he's going to bond, kind of like prioritize progress, which is was a Republican idea. He wants to bond more money for it. Given his debt diet, you really can't do that either. So I'm hoping the governor's going to call people in and say, let's sit down and have a conversation about this.
If he bonds it, Len, what effect does that have on the taxpayers?
Well, it would have an effect. It depends on how he does it. If he keeps his top bottom line, if you would, so he doesn't want to go above a certain number, and then he detracts from that number for transportation, then other bonding is going to be hurt. So taxpayers would not pay extra taxes for debt service because he's not going above the number. But I don't know what items he would take off the bonding agenda. There's items that he probably could take off. So if he does it one way, there'll be no effect. If he does it another way, which I believe the Democratic majority wants to do, which is to say, if you're going to take so much money for transportation, you're not going to take it from the ceiling. You're going to have to add more bonding. In that case, that will cost taxpayers more money. And I think that's the next debate coming up. I think that's really the next fight between the governor and the Democrats, and the Republicans will weigh in, but they run the agendas. So that's what's going to be interesting. But once again, I'm hoping we could sit down. This isn't us versus them. This is collectively we have to solve transportation. So let's have a conversation about a way to do it. And then if you want to change it later, you change it later.
Talking with Senate Republican leader Len Fasano about the decision by the governor yesterday to put the toll proposal to bed. Len, do you think the governor has been surprised that coming from private business, the system, the way it works in the Capitol with the legislative branch is different than what he expected, and that he thought maybe he would say something and the House and Senate Democrats would say, okay, no problem?
I think you're exactly right. And, you know, when people say you got to get people of no government experience or run for this or run for that, we need, even if you do that, you need to have somebody in your administration who's close to you, who understands the building. When I met with Governor Lamont a week after he was elected in November, we met, and he asked me, what do you think my first biggest decision must be? And I said, Governor, you need to hire someone who knows the building. And if you don't hire someone who knows the building, you're going to get lost. And the reason why I say that is the LOB, Legislative Office Building, is a living, breathing animal, I always say. Yeah, I could walk through it and in a day, and I know exactly what's going on in the building, what has legs, what doesn't, what's going on, what bills are going to make it, what bills aren't, et cetera. But if you don't know that building, you walk through, all you hear is chatter. You see people running around, but you don't really have a flavor for what's going on. And you need to have that flavor to understand how to get your agenda across. And having good ideas doesn't necessarily mean, unfortunately, in that building they come to fruition. And where the governor, I think, lacked was he felt, I'm the governor, let them talk about it, but when it gets over to the voting, I'll weigh in. But by then, ideas are forged, friendships are forged, alliances are forged, and when the bill gets over, it's very tough to change it, modify it, et cetera. So I think that that's the biggest misstep the governor had made, thinking that I'm governor, they'll follow my lead. I was elected by the statewide. And unfortunately, that building doesn't really work that way. It's about relationships. It's about building relationships and having conversations. And I think he kind of missed out on that. I think Governor Lamont is a nice guy. I really do. Personally, I like the guy. But I don't think he really understands this building. And that was the downfall of his bill.
Well, you like him even more after you beat him on the tennis court. So, you know, that increased that.
I'm looking forward for another match.
As I'm watching CTN, as they're approaching hour 22 of this public hearing, this is an emotional hearing from the standpoint of so many people wanted to weigh in, mostly on their objections to the to House Bill 5044.
Yeah, look, I think as of yesterday at 4 o'clock, there was 3,100 people who came through the turnstile just at the front entrance. That doesn't include the other entrances. That's an amazing amount of people. I don't recall a hearing that went on for 24 hours. I may be wrong, but I don't recall one. And there comes a time, if it's the people's place, no matter where you stand on the issue, that you need to say, you know what? We need to rethink whether we're going to do this bill because the people really don't like it. To come to the, and look, there are people there with, there are still people there with young kids and babies. I mean, that shows the determination about this bill that I haven't seen ever in that Capitol, and I've been there 18 years. So this speaks, and I don't know where I am on the bill, so I'm not speaking the merits of the bill, but what I am speaking about is that it speaks to the fact that people think that, however it's written wrong. This is people who are leaving their day with their kids coming in. You need to listen to them. Otherwise, don't call it the people's building.
Nope.
And no matter what the chairs think, you need to rethink and hold this bill and say, we're not doing it, and then let people go home. But there's still 150 people left to testify.
That's amazing. Len, thanks for the time. We always appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. House Senate Republican Leader Len Fasano.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.